all its creatures are under their power. On the earth exists the rules of nature, the infernal life on waters, trees, insects, animals, and two classes of men. One class is the ordinary man, naked, inert, always satisfied and starved. The other class is the superior man, in the shade of the altar that immediately finds a vent comforting dreams of the soul, and in his hands harmonizes the most case of matter. He has achieved consciousness. He has achieved the power of truth, and can act. He is. The other man is like an animized animal, tied to the tree from the keys. He gives his vital energy to the moon, while his body is eaten by the earth. So everything is ours, and if he devours, eats and is eaten in the cosmic hierarchy. Plants eat from minerals, and are eaten by animals. The animals eat plants, and in their turn are eaten by the earth. So does man, as animal organism, devour plants, and is devoured by earth in due time. If he is only body, he has no other destiny. But a superior man feeds on sacrifice. He develops his soul, and his soul becomes food for the Neitaiu, the sun here. So, as the Hagi's primes rest on the straw bed, the soul of the liberated man rests on the hill of heaven.